Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206 or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started.
Okay, welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Okay. That's the first intro. What do you guys think? Do you like it?
I liked it. Who was it?
Wow, very smooth.
Very smooth. There's a website you can go to called Fiverr, which is five with an ER on it. And it's got all these different things you can do for $5.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
That guy is a professional announcer, does it part-time. And basically for that and another $10, he put the music in. So it was like $15 to have him do the music and the announcing. I miss Gloria, though. Don't you miss Gloria?
Well, you know, when you get used to something and then you hear something else, that's interesting.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it again? Can we hear it again?
Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Okay, here we go. Oh, that's glorious. Okay, here we go. See, I got all these buttons and out.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. A weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. During the show, you can join the conversation by calling 646-727-3206 or join the Transformation Cafe live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
What do you think?
I liked it. It's very professional.
Yeah, well, he should be, does that stuff. You know, he makes him sleepy.
I was doing my He's very smooth. Very smooth.
It's very smooth. Well, we're a smooth cafe.
Yeah.
What can I say? We're a very smooth cafe.
Well.
it's enlightening people to know. So there you go. Everyone's going, well. Gloria's on here tonight. She's normally our normal announcer. What do you think, Gloria?
What's behind door number three, Bob?
Oh, there she goes. Okay. Okay, moving on. Why don't we go ahead and introduce all of our diners tonight? That would be wonderful. I'm one of the regular diners here at the cafe. My name is Robin Mitevitz, and I'm in Riverside, California. So, Miss Marvine, how are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. I'm in the pink.
Anyway, she's in the pink, and she looks really cute in pink. You look adorable in pink. any other intros that you'd like to introduce yourself with being Miss Marvine?
No, I'm good with being Marvine right now.
Okay. And Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
I am happy to be here and to have your company, all of you at the table.
Aww.
Aww, how nice.
I'm glad that you're here as well. I know, we're being so sweet tonight. That's nice. And Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good and calling from the heart of the Great Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington.
Woohoo! Let's hear it for Seattle.
Yay!
Okay, so tonight we have, I have been introduced to a wonderful series of videos and the speaker on this. And just so you know, we are continually updating our transformation-cafe.com. And so for all our listeners out there, you can go on demand, and you basically go back for demand, and the last five shows will be getting updated on a regular basis, so you can kind of know what's going on with it, stuff like that. But these videos, and the link is going to be for Peter Damascus, and he is the creator of the X Prize. Do you know who the X Prize is? You guys remember that? Back in the day, they had when NASA was toning down their stuff, and they were going to be taking care of all their space different activities they had going on. Peter was very instrumental in having the first private business endeavor in space. He'd always had a dream that he wanted to become a space guy and be able to go out in space, and he was too short and was never going to make the cut to be an astronaut. So, which is interesting, because he wound up making a private company that's called basically Spaceflight, where you know how when they do the movies where they look like they're weightless and they go, they're going up and down? They have special planes that go up and down, and when they go down at a certain altitude, it looks like they're just you know, weightless. So they float around in the back of the plane, which is pretty cool. So he was instrumental in creating that company, and now he actually helps to train space guys. Isn't that interesting? He wasn't on the front end, so now he's kind of like taking care of it on another level. So that's very interesting. But he's put together four videos just really coming from a different mindset for the success and really looking at where we are on the planet. And some of the stuff that we like to do around the cafe has really come from a positive thought, from a spiritual perspective. And I think he's really got some things for us to talk about on how we're looking at the world and just you know, from where we were and where we are today. So love to have – I'm so glad you guys are all here tonight. So I thought I would touch on a few things. The videos seem to be about an hour long, so we only got a half-hour show here, and we just talked about our announcing, so that took a few minutes. But anyway, that's pretty much who Peter is, and he's very charismatic. He's fun to listen to, and he's very, very thoughtful in the way that he does his videos. You can tell he really cares about the fact he wants to have people share this information. And it's all about coming from a place now that we're very much coming from community. We're coming from a level of using our technology to actually empower us as people to be fulfilling our dreams and to be helping the planet come to a new, healthier place. And that's basically his passion for putting these videos together and just giving information for people to think about things a little bit differently. And it's a few of these things we've talked about on the show before, but what it's like, you know, it's always nice to come from a level of beginner's mind. It's like Zen practices that say that.
Welcome,
you know,
to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour.
That guy's just excited me. He loves being doing a show. Sorry about that. Got a button on there. So Peter was talking about how do successful people look at their challenges. And with that, we've kind of talked about that before, about being positive thinking and coming from a place where you don't get caught up in the media and things like that they have going on. That's one thing he talks about is learning to live with less fear and coming from a place of looking at, you know, are you looking at the negative things in life? Are you looking at the things that could be, you know, fear-based when it comes to media and things like that? And coming from a new level of confidence in the future and making investments in the ownership of the things that are getting better. One thing that he talked about was the fact that when it comes to levels of awareness through the different technologies we've had, even like 5 years ago, how all these things are helping us to have our lives be better, which I think was really interesting. It's like, you know, stop and slow down for a second and think of, like, you know, his examples were Skype wasn't around here 5 years ago. We didn't have the way that we can use our GPS on our cell phones and things like that. And even the ability to be able to get on Wi-Fi and be able to check your emails and things like that and be able to do business on a different level. 5 years ago, we didn't have that. So that's just something that was very interesting with all that. So, and I was talking to Gloria earlier today, and she's been so great about just talking about how we're totally coming from a global level now instead of having it be back in the day when we were very linear in the way that we had things going on. We were local and linear. Not even, you know, 20, 30 years ago when it comes to levels of just the speed and the way we're connecting on a global level with these, you know, when things happen. But then, you know, like think about what's happening over in India and some of these other places in the world. I mean, within moments, if not seconds, we automatically know what's going on over there when it would take, you know, like, you know, months or, you know, or even weeks for us to know in the past when it came to levels of communication. So we just really are so much more connected to ourselves and how we're looking at everything. So one of the questions he said is, well, you know, why does it feel like the world is getting faster and faster? What do you think about that, Marvin? Why do you think the world is getting faster and faster?
Because I think what has happened is in some respects with some of the, and for lack of better words, modernizations, that what has happened is we don't have in-between time to think anymore. And mm-hmm. so the world specifically is going at the same speed, but because our minds are racing so much, it is going faster and faster and faster. And if you take it back, well, I'll take it back 100 years, and you were, you know, going from place to place on a horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
And you were doing your laundry by hand, and you were doing your cooking in your kitchen. And even back then, I don't think phones were available in the late 1800s. And so when you go from there to here, and now not only do you have phones that can take pictures of locations where you want to go, and you've got fast food, and you've got all these other things, which yes, it did speed up some things, but it sped up even more the rate that our mind is going now, because usually we're going 25 different directions at one time.
And I've also heard with us having so much access to the computer that it's actually helped us to have more of an intuitive mind. Our intuitions have been kind of geared up, because it's like when everybody just said, "Well, I thought of you," and the phone rang. Of course, you know, we've got cell phones that call people all by themselves now. We don't even need to think about that. Some people just get called. I mean, even if we don't even plan on calling them, they call them, you know. Some people call that a buck call, so you know how that goes. But that's always a kind of an interesting thing. So how do you handle that, Jamie, when somebody calls you and you didn't really call them? Do you have that ever happen?
Yes, that has happened before, and I'll usually sit there saying, "Hello, hello, hello, hello," and then nobody hears me, but I can see the name, but then they figure out that something happened. Mm-hmm. What's really a good one is when it's on an answering machine, and it's about half of the tape is this person's on the bus somewhere. You could hear them talking and mm-hmm. whatever. But anyway.
Well, I've had them where they called me and they weren't planning on calling me, so I wound up having a conversation with somebody that we hadn't planned. So it's like, "Well, my phone is calling me. Your phone is calling me, so apparently there's a reason for us to have a conversation."
And
so
even with having the phone and being able to get a hold of somebody, now you have all these very convenient phone apps to remind you of things as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, but sometimes with that too is like it can be a blessing or a curse, because it's like, could I like actually just call somebody and I have all those phone numbers in my brain? I don't even have majority of phone numbers in my mind anymore when it comes to levels of calling people.
Mm-hmm.
You just look up their prompt and basically push the button to go ahead and call people.
But what has taken the place of that?
Huh?
What has taken the place of that? Of not remembering phone numbers and things. Something has taken its place.
I don't know. I don't know what took its place. That's a good question. I think it's just I get caught up in the speed of being able to do that instead of just, you know, engaging my mind to have that as a file in my mind. I don't have that file anymore.
Okay, so didn't you just say something about sped up?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it kind of goes into
good.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you like look at that and go, what's going on with all that? So it's, you know, and people, I can remember when we first started really having access to computers, that people were saying that we would have more free time. Remember that? Anybody remember that? When they said, "Oh, it's going to make life more convenient, and you're going to have more free time to go and do the things you really want to do." And everybody's just like, "I have no time at all now that I have all this stuff going on." Well, you know, part of it
yeah,
is that,
And when the IRS passed the first tax bill, oh yeah, it'll go away after the balances after we're balanced. Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. So like
it always is supposed to go away, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So it's that whole Well, you know, it's you know, some people consider it a blessing. Some people consider it the curse or the problems that, you know, now that we've got this levels of things that are supposedly most supposed to make our lives easier, it makes it more complicated, you know, almost simultaneously. Levels of, like, you know, oh, my phone crashed or my computer crashed or things like that, getting so dependent on that kind of level of technology. And really society is making it to where we really have to be being in a place where we have to have it controlling us when it comes to that level of, like, it's kind of a catch-22.
Well, I think in business terms, too, you got to have a social media presence because everybody else does, and that's the way it's done. And
right.
If you want to be successful and have a web presence and, you know, getting your brand out there, I guess.
Right, right. So he's like looking at that. It's like, oh, well, you know, what do you do with that? So.
Well, you just have to have somebody that has a good command of that and knows what to do. I mean, if you, depending on how you want to use it, I guess.
Right.
If you have a company
right,
of
exactly.
some sort, yeah.
Well, you know, going into medicine and things like that. So, you know, there's so many technologies and things like that that have bettered our quality of life and how we look at things. And, I mean, it's helped with levels of, you know, people not necessarily having surgeries and all different kinds of stuff that, because of medicine, we didn't really know what was going on, you know, I'm thinking of MRIs and all that other kinds of stuff that we have on there. So, you know, along with that, too, it's like everything in kind of moderation, hopefully, but it's definitely helped people have a better quality of life, and more information is, you know, always a good thing. So it really helps with different things, so it's all good.
But it is truly amazing, the scientific breakthroughs, I mean, within just talking about 100 years ago, you know, there was still, you know, there was still a lot of, in medicine, in fact, you know, there was still a lot of quackery, you know, and people that were ill-educated, and it took a while before some sort of semblance of establishment, you know, as far as medical, and educating doctors and, you know, trying to make people better and stuff.
Right, right.
Right.
So, you know, along with that whole, like, you know, speeding things up, but yet there's a level of quality and a level of having a, you know, better levels of having the technology in there. So one of the things Peter was sharing in the video was saying that every 10 years there's been a very gradual climbing on it, that you can definitely see how the technology has definitely had this. It shows in the last 100 years, because we've had computers that long that were basically, first they were, you know, a crank system, and then they moved into the test, you know, the tubes, and then went into the microchips and things like that. So we have a caller, 2330. Hey, caller, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's Joey from the chat room.
How are you?
I'm doing good. You know,
good.
Rebalance, remotivated, spent 3 days with my guru.
Hey, 3 days with your guru, that's a very, very awesome thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen my guru in 2 years, and
uh-huh.
So he came down to where I was at and, you know, spent 3 days with him learning and sharing, and then I caught your show, and it says current trends and happenings, we saved you. And it just, like, brought back, you know, when you were talking about medical and how, you know, how technology is, you know, getting more advanced, but even more so, Reiki is now being considered in most hospitals as a holistic approach as well as the medical approach.
Right,
and
they're even having healing touch as a very common thing that
they're
starting to bring into the practices of medicine, which is wonderful.
Which is awesome, because I'm a Reiki master, so.
Well, there you go. Okay, or like, okay, how many people are like, and I think there's, like, you know, a couple of us that are Reikis. So, yeah, and it's wonderful to see that, you know, and it's what I think about that is just the old is merging with the new when it comes to levels of the different traditional medicines, whether it be herbs or in different healing modalities, and having them
right.
being embraced and bringing them back into having them on a wellness level for people to be practicing, you know. It's always that merging, you know. Back in the, what was it, the early 80s, they had a book, I don't know if you guys remember the book called Megatrends. And Megatrends was always talking about the fact that it's so important that technology, you know, was like kind of the hard sciences, and then we had soft sciences that were dealing in, you know, the more metaphysical and herbologies and working with the planet and having it to where we had a nice marriage of having those things together that kept us in balance instead of having one going more than the other.
Even shamanism from back now is starting to come into the U.S. and, you know, start to work well. And that reminds me, again, about technology, how in the World's Fair they showed a video of what the future was like, would be like. And, you know, through 20 years from the World's Fair, everything they showed in the video is now currently
those.
And so I'm like, well, you know, what can we learn from the past to make our current life better?
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. Mhm. Mhm. And like, just hopefully, it's that marriage of, you know, honoring the earth and all the our regular traditions of taking care of ourselves in a very harmonious way, and yet being able to have that balance with different technologies and things like that that we have coming in that's exciting. Because like one of the things that Peter talks about is coming back to a new awareness of using solar energy, water energies, all the different energies on the planet, and just, you know, having that be a friendly technology that helps us to harness things so we're no longer using all the fossil fuels and everything we've been doing for the last, like, at least 100 years, if not longer, on that level. But especially the last 100 years, it's amazing the amount of the way that we've been manipulating the Earth's energy. And that's like 5,000 times the amount of energy that anything on the planet when we tap into the solar power energy of what's available to us through the sun. It's very, very amazing.
Not to cut you guys off, but on the same note, you know, physically we need food and water, but spiritually we need love. Unconditional love, and we can achieve that. One of the teachings that I learned this past 3 days was that, you know, if we stop purify our actions, our thoughts, our words, and our deeds, you know, that balance would be back.
Exactly.
And, you know, he used a perfect analogy as he held up a pen and said, there's resistance on one side and God on the other, or, you know, Mother Earth or whatever vessel. And we resist, causing a seesaw motion. And, you know, that's why we're currently having, you know, these violent superstorms and volcanoes and earthquakes, you know, because we're resisting. So Mother Earth has to recycle and recycle and recycle. And my analogy is that we hurt Mother Earth, so now Mother Earth is responding to us. And so once we get back into balance and purify everything and everybody's coexist, that, yes, the storms are still going to be there, but it's going to be a balance.
Well, you know, there's the saying that what you resist persists. So there's a matter of, you know, when it comes to levels of, this is one thing that, that when we're talking about with this video, is one of the things that Peter encourages people to do is to not be watching the media. Because there's just so much levels of propaganda, and just all the different negative things that are out there on a level of, you know, it really stops you from being in the moment and appreciating what you have and coming from a level of gratitude. They try to keep it fear-based instead of looking at, you know, the things that are working and how we can empower ourselves through moving through things. So, and there's also that mindset that when it comes to levels of, I've heard it said, anybody else on the table want to talk about this too, is when it comes to levels of weather and all the different things, it's, you know, part of it's the, have you ever heard of the butterfly metaphors, Joey, when it talks about, you know, the flapping of a butterfly on one side of the planet will exponentially turn into a hurricane on another side because of this, the level of how it moves exponentially. So, Marvin, you want to talk about that a minute?
We should talk about that because you mentioned a butterfly and...
I'll let Marvin talk about that for a second because I know
sure.
he's very familiar with that.
Okay, say it again.
But the butterfly that flaps its wings on one side of the planet and it winds up turning into a storm on the other side through it, just the level of, you know, the energy.
It's all connected. What's really interesting, and the analogy you gave is spot on from the perspective that everything is energy. And whether you're watching the news or not watching the news, depending how tuned in you are to the higher part of you, we sense it in different ways. And sometimes even reacting to things that we would not normally react to. And what happens is in looking for solutions for some of these things and to acknowledge that it can be different, for lack of a better word, in places where there's a lot of unrest. Recognize there's unrest, but recognize there's also a higher power that has the ability to create from peace from that unrest. So when you start talking about those types of energy and the things that are happening all over the earth, it's in many ways it's all connected, and partly because there's a lot of folks who don't really look at what their actions are and what they're really doing.
Yeah,
and it is. Go ahead.
No, I was just to say, you and I were agreeing about that this morning about, you know, am I coming from a level of responding to something or reacting? You know, what am I choosing? What's my level of consciousness when I have something come in front of me?
Well, there's that part of it, but there's the other part of it. A lot of times the frustration and the anger that we respond to frequently is not even our own, or it is something that is inconvenient that we don't want to have to deal with.
Right, right.
You know, and communication, again, you know, there's misunderstandings. But the bottom line with respect to what's going on in the earth and the chaos is because it is taking place all over the world, whether we're listening to it or not. I mean, you see it in traffic every day. You can feel it in the supermarkets. And little by little, there are people that are beginning to turn that around and think, wait, using my energy for that is not worth it. And
right.
then the other part of the thing with the things that are going on the earth with the word weather and some of the other things is another way of people being forced into pulling back together to help one another as opposed to hurting one another.
So do you think the storms are something that the earth is expressing herself, or do you think it's more just a surface thing where, you know, us as a population on the planet is affecting it?
Okay, you cut out on part of it. I got some static, so would you do that again?
Sure. I was just asking you if you think the Earth is retaliating from all the issues on that, or is it actually just us on mental and energy level that's affecting the Earth, the weather?
It's a combination of things, and I think if you really want to dig a little bit deeper of it, first of all, the axis shifted, and it doesn't sound like much, 2 degrees a few years ago, but one of the other things that we're pulling in with it is the fact that incrementally the population increases, and subsequently people not part of the rush and the way everything's moving is because people in general, a lot of them are not aware on a lot of levels that they could be and possibly should be. I mean, it's not up to me to say what somebody else should or shouldn't do, but my common sense tells me that if I throw things out in the street, or I misuse or abuse the land, or any number of other things, that I'm contributing to the problem. And
right.
When you start taking a look at the, you know, things, the holes that have been dug, you know, into the earth for oil and all kinds of other things, and you compound that, absolutely, it's a combination of those things. It's not just one thing. And it's up to each one of us a step at a time to begin to make changes. But, yes, one way or another, we are contributing to it.
Well, like a normal, 30 minutes is just way too quick for our show. So I want to thank our guest, Ms. Jody, and thank you, Marvin and Gloria, and Mr. Jamie, for joining us once again here at the cafe.
Welcome.
So, you know, just being kind to one another and just knowing that, you know, those small acts of kindness every day, they sure make a difference. So we'll see you here next time at the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.